Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
Pope Benedict greeted the ambassadors from 9 countries on Thursday, who presented the Holy Father with their letters of credence. The Pope told the representatives from Tanzania, Uganda, Liberia, Chad, Bangladesh, Belarus, the Republic of Guinea, Sri Lanka, and Nigeria that in the modern world, leaders of nations have an important role, not only in their own country, but in international relations.
Excellence, je suis heureux de vous accueillir au moment de la présentation de lettres.
He said the essential measure of politics is the search for justice and the respect for the dignity and rights of all people. Several of the countries are experiencing civil strife, and to these he urged them to ease tensions, especially among religious and ethnic groups, and for all people to work together for the common good. He issued a separate letter to each ambassador highlighting the countries as they were presented to him by a Vatican official.
His Excellency Mr. Tikiri Bandara Madhuvedgadera, Ambassador of Sri Lanka to the Holy See.
To the Ambassador of Sri Lanka, he highlighted the disturbing trend of recruiting children to engage in combat or terrorist activities, which was mentioned by the Ambassador in his own address. He said that such practices must be condemned at the outset, and said that such activities leave scars that last a lifetime.
His Excellency Mr. Babapriya Bhattacharya, Ambassador of Bangladesh to the Holy See.
Bangladesh is holding elections soon, and he told the ambassador from that country that those running for public office must be willing to set aside personal interests to safeguard the common good of the people whom they represent and serve.
Son Excellence Monsieur Hissène Brahim Taha, Ambassador du Tchad près le Saint-Siège.
To the ambassador of Chad, he said that without the establishment of a lasting peace in the country, authentic development is impossible. He also encouraged all people in Chad to work towards true national reconciliation.
Son Excellence, Monsieur Alexandre Sese Lua, Ambassador de la République de Guinée près le Saint-Siège.
He told the ambassador from the Republic of Guinea, dialogue between cultures and religions is an important objective, and that he's happy that in Guinea, the good relations between Christians and Muslims allow for regular cooperation, especially regarding questions of the common good of the nation.
His Excellency, Mr. Nin Batawa, Ambassador of Uganda to the Holy See.
Pope Benedict highlighted the achievements of Uganda in the fields of education, development, and health care, especially in the struggle against HIV/AIDS. He pointed out the success of the prevention policy based on continence and faithfulness in marriage. He also encouraged the rebuilding efforts of the country after many years of turmoil and abandonment.
His Excellency, Mr. Wesley Momo Johnson, Ambassador of Liberia to the Holy See.
Liberia has also come out of a civil war, and the Holy Father said that the people of the country deserve to be delivered from the poverty, food insecurity, and unemployment that have afflicted them so long.
His Excellency Mr. Ahmada Rwayamamu Nwamara, Ambassador of Tanzania to the Holy See.
The Pope said that Tanzania is held in esteem for the important role it has taken in the process of bringing peace to the Great Lakes region of Africa and for its help in other peacekeeping initiatives. He also pointed out the positive steps taken by the country in combating corruption.
His Excellency Mr. Obed Wadzani, Ambassador of Nigeria to the Holy See.
To the ambassador of Nigeria, the Holy Father noted the important role Nigeria plays on the African continent and encouraged the country to use her considerable human and material resources in ways conducive to the peace and prosperity of neighboring countries.
His Excellency Mr. Sergei Alenik, Ambassador of Belarus to the Holy See.
Finally, he reminded the ambassador from Belarus that his country is called to contribute to the construction of a common European home, in which borders are seen as places of encounter and not lines of division, or worse, insurmountable walls. To all the ambassadors, he pointed out the positive contributions made by the church in their respective countries, and he spoke of the role Catholics can play in the building of society. I'm Charles Collins.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.